On the weekend, there is the Newcastle Tin Run and lots of classic cars involved for the Tin Run, all in support of the Soul Cafe. And to tell us a little bit more about that, one of the guys putting a lot of work here behind the scenes, is Gary Sims. Good morning, Gary. Look, a lot, great chance to see some classic cars. It's not exactly a race. It's not really a car show as well, though. Can you describe the Tin Run for us?
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, look, it's a the first part of the day is a cruise for the classic motoring enthusiasts. They get their old cars and bikes and vans and whatever they like, go for a cruise up around the valley, the Hunter Valley, fill in a little questionnaire. It's sort of like a mystery run sort of thing.
Okay.
But just a bit of fun for the car bus. And then we all converge back at Stockton Foreshore. And we're going to have a family afternoon there and hope to get some food and some money in the tin to support Soul Cafe.
Look, they do a really great job in the Hunter, of course, and a chance to sort of bring along some tin food, especially for them as well. A couple of things that are happening on the day on Sunday, Gary, that have caught my attention. Yes, there's things for the kiddies. There's slot car races. There's also a man cave auction. What exactly has been dragged out of the man cave? Can you describe that for me?
Well, anybody who's keen on Bathurst would love some of the items we've got on our auction. There's a 1972 Peter Brock autographed photo
There's a collectible right there.
Yeah, very much a collectible. It's not just kids for the adults. It's stuff there for the big and small kids. We've got a 6 metre slot car set, a scale X. I always pronounce that wrong. Scale X slot car set. That's valued at about $300, and with Christmas around the corner, any big or small kid would love to get their hands on that.
And of course, Gary, it is all about raising funds, as you said, for the Soul Cafe, and being that's the Tin Run, we want to see lots of tin food brought in as well on the day.
Yes, well, any non-perishable food, but tin food is great. The tins with the ring pulls are ideal. But what we're planning, we've got a Holden one tonner. We want to fill it up and raise a ton of food is our motto.
Love the sound of that goal. And for those who are pretty much just car enthusiasts, a couple of the vehicles that have already signed up to be there on the day, Gary, a few you can just drop a hint of that we might see a glimpse of?
Oh, well, look, I know of a few that are coming. We've got a 1962 Vauxhall Cresta, very rare car. I myself will have my 1968 Holden Ute there. I know Phil has the NRMA panel van. Some people might have seen a 1970 NRMA panel van, all restored to original, absolutely immaculate. And much, much. We've got a great response from the car community, and yeah, we're expecting a really good roll up on the day.
I know you will. There's just a few vehicles that'll be there, and your chance to see those, plus support the Soul Cafe. Gary, I better let you go and get the car washed and polished. I'm sure you'll spend the next couple of days getting it in tip-top Bristol fashion.
Absolutely.
Thank you for sharing a bit of your time this morning. That's Gary Sims. The Newcastle Tin Run happening on the Stockton Foreshore on Sunday. If you can get out and support the Soul Cafe with some non-perishable food, have a great afternoon and, yeah, see some classic and vintage cars. To NURFM, it's 27 past 9.